Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is The Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody. I think that's the sun. If you're going to go outside, you better stare at it now. Don't stare directly at it because you'll burn your eyes out. But make sure you remember what that looks like because they're calling for rain for like the next week. Yay! I'm so happy. Ugh, whatever. Welcome, everybody, to the home show. It's been a great day so far because we, our little home show family, has some news. If you did not tune in to the early show, shame on you. Seriously? I mean, it's only 6 a.m. What? But this week, my little brother from another mother, Jordan, why don't you tell everybody the good news, what happened this week?
The good news is that I am no longer, well, I was not any longer a single man for the last, like, 10 months.
Yeah, you were spoken for.
Yeah, I'm officially no longer a single man.
You are betrothed.
I am.
That is the proper word for it. You did it upstairs at Mix.
I did. I took my now fiance up to Mix 98.1 and joined Kat Simons for a little bit of chit-chat during her shift yesterday. I told Sarah, who's my now fiance,
that... Lovely girl, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, thank you. I told her that we were going up there. That Kat wanted us to hang out for a little bit during her request show and mainly talk about the one-year anniversary of the Washington Capitals winning the Stanley Cup.
Which your fiance is a huge
she
hockey
is.
Fan.
Yeah, she doesn't watch any really other sports, but she's a huge Capitals fan, which is what we connected over originally. So
bonus!
Yes! And so, you know, it turned into talking about the Caps, and then Kat started asking us about our relationship, and mm-hmm. she was like, we were sitting down, and she was like, y'all want to come over here? We can take a picture real quick, and we were still talking, and then I dropped down to one knee.
Aww.
And she said yes.
Aww.
So, yeah.
That's a... It's so sweet. I got a cavity right now. And February 29th is when you're going to do it.
That is correct.
All right. I am looking forward to getting my invitation.
Of course.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, you will. We've put you and your lovely lady on the guest list. We're hoping that John Reed and his friend can make it as well, and we hope that some other radio folks from around here can make it.
John was able to make it to my and Joanne's reception. It was
yeah.
lovely. It was really funny because all the radio people just kind of found this one little corner.
Yeah,
and I mean it was like radio corner. Everybody was right over there,
pretty much.
But that's fantastic. Congratulations, buddy.
Yep. Leap day.
I will tell you the secret to a marriage. One of them. There's many, but one of them is, or for us is, do not go to get bed mad,
right,
or wearing clothes. Just saying.
Noted. Yeah, I got you.
Believe it or not, last night, and Joanne and I have been together almost 2 years. We've been married since September 29th. Last night was the very, very, very first time, and I wasn't mad. I got testy.
Right.
Because, you know, we have the new puppy,
mm-hmm.
which, God bless her, she's never owned a dog before.
Right.
Okay. And so
I am relentlessly saying this phrase. He's a dog. Because she'll say, I took him outside and he started eating grass. He's a dog. I took him outside. He started eating something gross. He's a dog. He peed on the carpet. He's a dog. He pooped someplace he shouldn't. He's a dog. I mean, constantly. Yeah. And, you know, like, he's a dog. Because that's what dogs do. Though he's getting better. But I went to bed early. I was very, very tired. I did not take any CBD because I wanted to wake up.
Yeah.
You know, I sleep really well on that stuff. And, you know, she usually stays up. She's playing with the puppy. And, of course, the dog is going to sleep in the bed. I am being edged off the bed by a 5'1" blonde and a dachshund that weighs maybe 4.5 pounds. And I'm being pushed off the bed. And she tries to get into bed, and the cat keeps climbing up, and he wants to play with the cat. And the two of them, it's like they're two kids bouncing on a trampoline while I'm trying to sleep. And finally, I said, and I've apologized like 3 times for this. I just like, I need to sleep.
Yeah.
And she took him in the next room. But that's the closest I've come to getting. I just got testy because I was so tired.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll be fine. Of course, you're going to have birds. You're going to, yeah, that's. That's going to be a weird one for you. look, another thing we have to bring up, because it's important, people have been asking. A dear friend of the show, Mr. Kirk Akey, who from Akey's Home Improvement, who was here last week. I'm really glad we had him in last week because he'd be worthless this week. I'm not trying to be mean. He had a stroke, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday. And I found out about it very, very quickly. A lot of people who follow me on Facebook follow Kirk. People have been asking me, is he okay? Yes. Yes, he is. I visited him in the hospital. He is now home. It was just this thing that just happened all of a sudden. Fortunately, his wife was right there talking to him and called 911. I'm going to say as quickly as she could. She was very flustered at first, and she admits to it. She's like, I couldn't remember 911. I'm like, okay, well, let's all, and that's why I'm going to bring up the point. Every phone, as long as it's charged, will dial 911, whether you have service or not. It could be some old phone sitting in a drawer somewhere. It'll dial 911. The other thing is a lot of phones have an emergency button, so you don't even have to unlock it. You just hit it and you go. But he is at home. He has full range of motion. He can stand, he can walk, he can move his arms, he can, you know, dance a little jig. His speech is actually getting better a lot faster than even I would have expected, because as soon as I heard, I called him, and his speaking on the phone was very difficult, but he is getting better. He's expected to make 100% recovery. It may take as much as a year to a year and a half, but we are putting up an article on WRVA.com, and the article goes over all the ways to identify whether someone is having a stroke. Those things, I mean, the quicker you can get someone to the hospital, can get them care, the lot bigger chance that they will recover. I mean, Luke Perry died of a stroke. He was, what, 52? He's not that much. He wasn't that much older than me. Also, if you have high blood pressure and you're not taking your meds, you're screwing up. You could, I've got to take my meds. I take my meds. Quit smoking, quit. If you're a drinker, a heavy drinker, back off, because all of these can't. And here's the thing. I told Kirk right to his face. I'm like, son, the only thing that's going to survive in this world is cockroaches and Keith Richards. I said, and he lives a squeaky clean life, goes to the gym, eats right, never drinks ever, has never smoked a cigarette, and it still happened. So make sure you get a physical, take care of yourself, and go to WRVA.com. We should have that up by the end of the day. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's 345-1140. Taking all your questions, queries, conundrums, riddles, whatever is going on in your world right here on The Home Show. WRVA, welcome to The Home Show. 345-1140 is the phone number. Hey, quick little piece of news for everybody. It's good news. I like good news. Today and tomorrow, it's actually started on the 5th, but today and tomorrow, the last 2 days, that the Richmond SPCA is going to waive the fees for adopting a pet. And so they have, right, if you go to their website, I've done it a couple of times, you can click on all the kitties that are available and all the doggies that are available. Yes, sir.
It is also free fishing weekend.
It is.
The Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, you can fish all public waters in Virginia without having to go buy a license.
I have not fished in years.
Neither have I.
And I miss it.
It's fun. I like to do it.
The last time I went honestly fishing, it was me and a couple other, there was about six of us. And we could rent these really small boats. And the fishing license was part of the boat.
Right.
So it was like, if you rented the boat, it was covered by that license. And the croakers were running. Okay? Mm-hmm. And quite literally, I mean, as soon as you threw in your line, if you didn't get a bite within like 3 minutes, you pulled in your line and threw it back in. Between the six of us or seven of us, we pulled out like 70 croakers, took them back to the dock. We cleaned them and filleted them on the spot and had them cornmealed and in the oil. So, like, we're talking an hour from swimming to in my belly. Oh, my God. It was the greatest thing ever.
That's awesome.
It was so good. But, no, I've been thinking about getting back into fishing.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine.
It's kind
of
like golf. Like, you don't need the latest and greatest equipment.
No.
Like, you can still go out with little balls of bread and catch catfish late at night. You don't need fancy lures. You don't need a fancy fishing rod or this fancy fishing line. You just need some common sense and whatever you have in your garage. Just dust it off and go.
Growing up, we used to go fishing. Some of the best memories of my life is going fishing with my father and grandfather. That was some of the greatest times ever. Though I hate to say it, I don't like catfish. No, never been a fan. It's still kind of weird tasting. But hey, if you're thinking about adding to your family, a rescue dog or cat is absolutely the best way to go. And like I said, the SPCA apparently received a donation, so they can waive the fees. There's not as many dogs as there are cats. There's a lot of cats, and I know some people just. You know, a buddy of mine, Frank, he's like, I hate a cat. I don't get it. The nice thing about a cat is they really don't need much. You know, they need food, water, and you clean their litter box. And they'll come and ask for attention, you know, when they feel like it. It's easier. It's very easy. You can leave a cat alone for a couple of days. They don't care. Whatever. Yeah, you left? Didn't notice. And if you get a puppy, if you already have cats, then get a puppy, because our dog, believe it or not, I figured our cats would lose their minds. I really did. And surprise, surprise, I think it is because he is a puppy. They're getting along pretty darn well. I want the younger cat and him now have decided that they're going to chase each other like idiots around the house. So fine, please wear out the puppy. So it'll sleep. I'm just telling you, it's like having a kid. No, it's not exactly like having a kid, but you know what I'm saying. 345-1140 is the phone number if you want to get through to the show. I'm trying to, here we go. I found this story, and I think we actually did this last year, is where it's talking about barbecue. Safety. Now, you know, barbecuing, gas grilling, all of that, we are in full tilt mode. I like to grill year round. Though I'll admit, all of my equipment is pretty darn old. My gas grill is every bit of, you know, 10 years old. My charcoal grill, believe it or not, was gifted to me. It was a Christmas present. From before I even did this show. I mean, that thing's got to be every bit of 17 years old. They're done. You know, years of being exposed to the elements. It is time to send them over to not recycling and, you know, get the couple of bucks out of them, because I'd rather them be recycled than not. And it's time for something new. But I read this article, and I wanted to bring it up to you. This is out of Barry today.com. Aniston doctor says wire bristle barbecue brushes can pose a serious threat when tiny strands of wire fall off and stick to grilled food. He has said he has had to remove the needle-like bristles that come lodge in a patient's throat. Canadian surgeon now urging backyard cooks to throw out their wire-bristled brushes because thin, sharp wires can fall on the grill and then cling to foods such as burgers without being noticed. When swallowed with a bite of food, the bristle can cause damage to the mouth, throat, and esophagus. A flap of cartilage covers the opening of the windpipe when swallowed. It can be an extremely painful and frightening experience. Dr. Oswald Ramirez, chief of staff at Stevenson Memorial Hospital in Anniston, says he had to remove bristles from patients' throat in the emergency department, but if the needle-like bristles travel into the intestine, the problem becomes more serious or even life-threatening. When dealing with barbecue grill brushes, the most concerned issue will arise with bristles that make its way down to the intestine. What we're saying here, and I've seen it, you know, we all have that really inexpensive brass scrub brush for our grill. Their advice is to not use it. I mean, if it's cheap, it can fall apart. I've seen them all flat and ugly. What I use is a commercial steel brush. I mean, the same thing I used to scrub brick with. You know what I'm talking about? That big wooden handle, those big steel bristles. That's what I use. But there's a couple other ways that you can clean your grill and get it really super clean. One of the things I would advise is if your grill's overly old, just get new grills. You can contact your manufacturer, tell them what you got, and they can usually send you the grill grates that you need. If you have the wire grates, sorry. I think you could replace those too. I've also known people that have gone to some of the steel manufacturers and suppliers around town. They'll take their old grate with them and say, hey, can you cut me a piece of this? And usually it's out of trash, scrap, you know, and you get a big, heavy industrial grate. The other thing you can do if you want to really get them clean, and I mean spotless clean, if you have an oven that has a self-cleaning mode. This is one of the ways I used to treat cast iron skillets. If I got a really, really old, crusty cast iron skillet and I wanted to bring it up and I couldn't scrub it clean, I would throw it in the oven and set it for clean mode. The same thing will work on your grates, especially those big cast iron ones. So get rid of the brush. Be careful, people. More grilling tips and more stories on The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. WRBA 345-1140 is the phone number. Hey, give me a call. Tell me what's going on in your world. I mean, summer's here. By the way, we are going to be getting a lot of rain. A lot of rain over the next week. Driving in, it's not raining right now, but driving in this morning about 4 o'clock a.m. I'll be honest, I was cruising down 95-64 like it was nobody's business, but I was really paying attention because every now and then, everything just got squirrely. You cannot tell how much water is on the road, and it does not take much to hydroplane. So let's keep the speeds down while it is raining, and please remember to turn on your lights. I know a lot of you think, well, I've got that automatic light thing, Richard, and so do I. At night, my lights come on, just like yours. But when it's raining, doesn't really recognize that it's that dark. And state law is windshield wipers moving, lights are on. So just take that into account. We'll talk about more rain situations a little bit later. I was just talking about a story where doctors are advising you, if you're a griller, like a lot of us, you know, grill with fire good. A lot of us have those cheap brass grill brushes that we're using on our grill to clean up everything. Now, they're saying that some of those bristles can come loose, you don't see them, and then it will stick to food and end up in your throat, your esophagus, or much, much worse, in your stomach or intestines. This can cause, it's like swallowing a needle, essentially. And I'm not trying to give you anything more to worry about. We have a ton of stuff to worry about at all times, like the world is caving in on top of us. But this is something we can take care of pretty darn easily. So here's the trick, if I may. One, get rid of the cheap brush. Buy yourself a good, heavy-duty steel brush. I go over to the tool section, specifically near the welding supplies or even the bricklaying supplies, and I buy a big old, and they're not expensive, steel wire brush. You know what I'm talking about. It's got a wooden handle. They're about 8 inches long. Heavy duty for scrubbing down steel and brick. Not going to come apart anytime soon. And they're big enough if something comes loose, I can see it. And what I do is I, let's say for the first time in the grilling season, I try to get my grill as hot as I can possibly get it and then scrub it clean and do my grilling. But here's the real trick, my friends. If you're a constant griller, I would advise you to do this. After you are done grilling, pulling off the food, that is when you scrub your grill. After you're done cooking, it's hot, everything is loose and gooey, it hasn't gotten all crusty and hard yet. And get all the stuff off of it that way, then wipe it down with a paper towel. If it's really, really hot, roll up your paper towels and hold it with some tongs. That way you don't burn yourself. And then what I do, and I'm kid you not, I do this. I have a spray bottle with canola oil in it. And so once I am done cooking, I've got the gas turned off, no more flame. I've scrubbed it clean, wiped it down. Then I spray it with a little canola oil. Depending on how long it's going to be before I cook again, let's say I'm going to do it the next day. Before I light the grill, I give it a quick spray with canola oil. That way, nothing sticks. Not a bad little tip. 345-1140. Chuck in Glen Allen.
Hey, Richard. How are you, my friend?
I'm excellent, Chuck. What can I do for you?
Use a grill brick, too.
I didn't even think about a grill brick.
Yeah, use a grill brick and then just you can use some vinegar or whatever, hit it with oil. It'll season up the grill. You don't have to worry about the, you know, the brushes. So,
okay, I'll take that into account. Chuck, we have the worst connection I've had all day.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see. Is this better?
A little bit, yeah.
Better.
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay, stupid cell phones. I have baseboard heat. I do not use it. I put new flooring down. But now I have a big gap in the wall there. I want to just paint them and put them on the top of them. What do you think of that?
Chuck, honestly, man, you're going to have to call me back. I cannot understand a word.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
Sorry. I can't hear you. I can't answer. It was something about baseboards. And new flooring. That's about all I heard. I really hope he's not talking about electric baseboard. What a nightmare. Oh, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't buy a house. I would not buy a house that had electric baseboard. It's just a lousy form of heat. It costs a fortune to run it. And it's not that good of a heat. I mean, it all came down to the energy crisis all those years ago. And VEPCO, I'm old enough to call it VEPCO back then, started making incentives to make the all-electric house. And that's where you'd get these houses that had nothing but electric baseboard in them. And I mean, at the time, who cared? Electricity was cheap. You know, we had mostly coal-fired plants, so yeah, we can generate electricity. Gasoline and oil, that was expensive. So let's put it in electric. Short thinking. Very short thinking. Now, you come across it from time to time. And if you have, I will say this, though. I've only installed them once, but I was absolutely mesmerized by these replacement baseboards. Okay, so they sized them to be the exact same size as the original electric baseboards. The difference is, instead of them just being, you know, an electric element and a diffuser, these things were filled with glycerin, with oil. And so that heated up much, much quicker. It had a much more even distribution of heat, and it wouldn't run as long. And so if you're one of those people like, I can't afford to put in HVAC, central, whatever, I can understand that. Hey, we've all had times that money is tight. And what it costs to put in HVAC these days, crazy. But that's an option. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to hook it up. It's only a couple of wires. So that is an option there. But if you are at the point where just your HVAC system, you know, your heat pump or whatever you have, I mean, most of us have, you know, most people have a heat pump. Some people are lucky enough to have gas backup. Awesome. You know, that's incredible. My father just did a job. I have no idea why they did this. They had him remove the cast iron radiators. Just take them away. I don't want cast iron radiator heat. That's insanity. To switch from radiant heat to hot air? No. Never. Wouldn't do it for nothing. But if you're one of those people, you're at that point. You know, your HVAC's, you know, 20 plus years old. It's not near as efficient as what we have now. I mean, 20 years ago, I think 13 SEER was like top of the line. Holy cow, can you believe this thing is 13 SEER efficient? They don't even make 13 SEER anymore. That hasn't been top of the line for 5, 6, 7 years. Someone called me on that one because I kept saying it. And, you know, I know it's expensive, and most people look at it like, man, I can't drop that much money at one point. No, nobody does. Nobody keeps that kind of cash just in a savings account. I mean, but some people do, but us working class people usually don't. What's nice is, and BREMAC does this, and most of them do it now, is your companies that do those larger jobs, they can finance it. They've got a third party that will come in and, okay, you know, I understand you need to do this job. It has to be done. Your payments will be, what, $200 a month, $250 a month, something like that. That's doable. Now, we finance cars, we finance houses with what some jobs cost. Now, we finance the job, too. Trick is, you know, pay it off as quickly as you can because that interest can work itself up. I was talking to somebody in the furniture business one time. He said, if you can finance it, people will buy anything. It's true. Seeing people buy stuff they really shouldn't buy because they could get the credit. But if it's something you really need and you trust the company that you're working for, why not? I mean, the energy efficiency of it alone will pay for it in not too long of a period. So there you go. Chuck, I don't know what you wanted about the baseboards. Find a better phone, bro. I thought Glenn Allen had a pretty good signal usually, but maybe not right now. My name is Richard McCann. That's McKANN. That's how you find me on Facebook. There is only one, so it should be pretty simple. I post a lot of stories. Elon Musk is going to build a pickup truck. I want one, Jordan. You've seen it. I want the Tesla pickup.
It looks like they just chopped the top half off of the car and then just extended the bottom part.
Don't care. Don't care.
Dude, and then added a flatbed.
Dude, they're getting ready to make a sports car that's 0 to 60 in 1.3 seconds.
You've been telling me.
Want one. that story's up on my Facebook page, and you can give me a call, 345-1140. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRBA. It's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. Reminding you to download the radio.com app. And if you miss any part of the show, shame on you. But you can find podcasts of the show at WRVA.com. Just one second. Jordan, do you have a second there, sir? I know you're very, very busy. Growing up, now your dad is older than me.
Yes.
Okay, so he's
in his 60s.
He's a boomer.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. You
know, he's a boomer.
Yep.
I'm Gen X.
Okay.
Though I am technically old enough to be your dad, you know, I'm not. So growing up, did your dad do any home improvement projects with you?
Yeah.
He showed you how to do stuff?
Some stuff, yeah.
Like, give me an example if you don't mind.
Well, he refinished a room above our garage. We had a detached garage,
mm-hmm.
and he finished the room above the garage.
Bonus room.
So, yeah. So, I spent, you know, I was probably 10 or 11 years old, but I got to watch him, you know, cut boards and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, I see your dad did right. Here's why I bring this up. First of all, my dad had a project for us to do every weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, and it sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, I'm going to go out and play. No, we're working on the truck. I want to go out and play. No, we're putting up gutters. I want to go out and play. No, we're going to do some sheetrock. There was always something. Hated it. I'll admit it. You're a kid. You don't want to go out and do that stuff. But it builds character.
I guess.
Well, at least it gives us some. Yeah, it gives us some knowledge. Reason I bring this up is because of this story I found from the New York Post. Now, real quick, when I lived in New York, I did not read the Post. I read the Daily News because it had 4 pages of comics. Everybody else had 3. Yes, I like cartoons. Millennial dad.
People Jordan's age. Millennial dads.
Have pathetic DIY skills compared to baby boomers. That's a headline. Talk about smacking a whole generation right upside the head. A new poll of 1,000 millennial dads and 1,000 baby boomer dads found that when a DIY task needs to be done at home, more than half of millennials prefer to call a professional. That is a mistake. But I'll get there. And when it comes to emergency handiness scenarios, millennial dads fall short in almost every category. Millennial dads are less likely than their boomer counterparts to be able to change a car tire on the side of the road. Oh, that's just sad. Tell me you can change a tire.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, you can change a tire.
Yeah, that's not hard.
Can you unblock a toilet or sink?
I know how to use a plunger.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Reset a tripped circuit breaker.
Maybe.
Well, you don't have circuit breakers in your house.
No.
You told me you have fuses.
Yeah, we still. I know how to change a fuse.
Well, that's even more archaic than a breaker, believe it or not.
Well, I think I've seen, because you just flip the switch and then you got to turn. Do you have to turn the whole power off?
No. If a breaker trips, you're going to need to know this for the house I'm selling you.
Yeah.
Okay. If a breaker trips, what you do is, because it goes into a middle position.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to make it come back on, you have to turn it all the way off, then turn it on.
Okay.
And I kid you not, I had a lady one time, she's like, a breaker in my, there's no electricity in my kitchen. I'm like, you've got a trip breaker. No, I don't. Yes, you do. No, I don't. I said, go back. Here's what I want you to do. Turn it all the way off. Turn it back on. I don't think it's trip. Like, lady, do you want to spend me to charge you $125 to turn on a breaker? No? Then go turn on your breaker. She called me like half an hour later. You know it was tripped? I'm like,
that's what I told you.
Can you open a stuck pickle jar with your hands?
That's, what kind of question
is it? They're saying millennials cannot do it.
They'd rather hire someone to do
that. You know what? If there is a, here's the thing. If that is a true statement right there, I see a whole new business for us. Pickle men.
Yeah.
new survey conducted by OnePoll on behalf of Alarm.com found that modern dads' toolkits have declined too. Okay, check this out. Do you, sir, own a cordless drill?
No, actually, I don't.
And you and 46% of your generation do not own a cordless drill.
I would like one.
Okay. Well, I see a wedding present in your future.
Yeah.
Do you own a stepladder?
Yes.
Okay. 49% of your generation does not. Do you own a set of screwdrivers?
Yes.
And I will, you know what? I will take one of those screwdrivers that you can take apart and switch, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have a toolbox, one of those Home Depot toolboxes. It has the screwdriver thing, and then it has all the different heads that you can change out.
I'm going to count that as a set of screwdrivers.
Yeah.
Okay. because 38% of your generation does not.
Right.
And, okay, this one's going to kill
me. I saw this last one.
Okay. Do you own a hammer?
I own multiple hammers.
Okay. 32% of millennials do not own a hammer. Do you want to know how many boomers own a hammer?
All of them?
Darn close. 93% of boomers own a hammer.
Yeah.
32% of millennials don't even own a hammer.
That's pretty sad. So, like, what are you going to... So, and I live with someone who's a few years older than me, but is not, like, but... like 4 years or older than me, and it's like you a light bulb goes out. I'm not going to change it. I'll just sit in the dark.
Really?
I'm like, why? You can't go to the store, pay $5, buy a 120-watt bulb,
no,
and change it.
No, 120 watts too big. You get a an LED bulb, and you'll never have to change it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. Here's where I'm calling Meadow Muffins on this story. You know why they say there's decline in people that know how to do stuff? Both generations point to modern technology becoming harder to fix as the top reason. The technology in the average home has evolved. No, it hasn't. High-tech upgrades like smart home technology require professional support. I don't know anybody that has a smart home. Do you?
No.
You're a millennial. You must have a smart home. You have one of those speakers that turns on your lights and your stove and a refrigerator that tells you you're out of peanut butter. I'm calling Meadow Muffins on all of that.
Alexa's right not going to change the light bulb for you.
No.
You got to change it yourself.
No, but Alexa will order light bulbs. Yes, sir. I can't hear you. Are you adding to this story? Or I'm looking at Dennis. Okay. The definition that means to be handy, Dad, has also changed. Said 79% of millennials, 74% of boomers agree with them. For example, while boomer dads have the edge, it comes to traditional DIY. 62% of boomer dads concede that millennial dads are much better at tech-related tasks. I will give them that.
I think that's true.
I will.
Yeah, I do. But I'm shocked to hear that device you're talking about, Amazon, it won't order light. It won't go and change my light bulb.
No,
I am devastated.
Dude, I told you that thing I was comforting my wife one night. It was just her and me. She had been upset. We did, you know, being a good husband, and we're sharing an intimate moment. And then all of a sudden, the Alexa speaker goes, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, that's a little scary. Alexa wanted to join in the conversation.
She was obviously listening to it.
Clearly, she had an opinion.
Now, okay, here's where the millennials, though, they kind of get really crappy on people. They said, we'd much rather spend quality time with our kids than worry about doing things around the house.
Appropriate music, too.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
Get yourself a cordless drill, or we're going to have to get one. There's going to be a GoFundMe for him. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. Now let's go listen to some news with Mr. Dennis Edwards.
And here we go. This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dos of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann. You're humble, caffeinated, home improvement guru. The sun is out, so enjoy it because it's not going to be there long. They're calling for like 70% chance of rain over the next 5 or 6 days. Did get some good news I saw on the old Facebook machine, and I confirmed it. The Virginia Diner down there in Wakefield, you know where the emergency broadcast system is from? They said that they are going to be open by tomorrow morning. Yes, sir.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was freaky. I'm sitting there watching water just flow into the place. Have you ever been?
To the Virginia Diner?
To the Virginia Diner.
I don't think I've ever eaten there. I've driven by it on, was it 460?
I think it's 460.
460.
Oh, you got to go.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, the fried chicken is really, 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 really good. It's not Mama J's good.
Right.
Okay, I've never had chicken better than Mama J.
No.
That's just ridonkulous. But their collard greens. I'm a fiend for good collard greens. And, I mean, they start out with a plant that wouldn't fit on top of this table and just cook them and pork them. And, oh, I'm getting hungry. And I'm going, unfortunately, I'm going the wrong direction. Going to go on a little road trip.
Okay.
Just a brief one.
Yeah.
And instead of, usually we can take, we either take 95 or we take, what's that goes right up the eastern shore? That's not
13.
13.
Yeah.
Usually we go there. I'm going to take 301.
There you go.
I'm going to see what I haven't seen before, and hopefully I'm going to find one of those little diners, drive-ins, and dives. I'm going to have to bleach my hair, but I mean, I don't care.
Flavortown, baby.
My wife made a very, very good decision. Because let's face it, there's nothing on television. We're thinking about cutting the cable completely.
Yeah.
But one of the things she lets me do is watch what she refers to as my food porn. And she, every now and then, she'll walk in, and I'm just watching, you know, some guy create some kind of weird dish. And her response, she just looks at me and goes, "Go into Flavortown." I'm like, "Stop that. Stop." But see, it benefits her because then I'll cook. So, but good on you, Virginia Diner. Get those doors open. They actually were on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I've been to three places that he's been, no. Four. I've been to four different restaurants that he's been to in Virginia. Two of them were good. Two of them, really, not so much. You know? They pumped him up a little bit higher than he really should have. Okay, look, if you go to WRVA.com and click on My Smirking Face, you're going to find an article from a website called Overreact to Stroke, and strokeawareness.com is the web address, but it's called Overreact to Stroke. People that follow me and listen to the show know that, well, last week my buddy Kirk Akey was in. He had a stroke earlier this week. Now, before anybody gets upset, loses their mind, he's okay. He's able to move his arms and legs. I went to visit him. He's standing up, moving his arms. Look, I can do all this. But it has slurred his speech. He's getting there. He's trying to do a lot of those $3 words, as my mom used to call them. So fortunately, his wife was right there and realized there was a problem. So I put up this website, and I want you to check it out. Like I said, you can either go to my Facebook page, you can find it there, or you can go to WRVA.com and click on my page. And here's the top things you have to look for that someone may be experiencing a stroke. Remember, I mean, anything can cause, you got high blood pressure, you're ripe for a stroke. Confusion. She said when he just stopped and just stared. Difficulty understanding. Raised or wrinkled eyebrows, shaking their head. No. He didn't really show that. Dizziness. You know, unsteady movements, like they have motion sickness or like they're drunk. You know, I wonder sometimes how many people, you know, having a stroke and people thought, oh, he's hammered. Loss of balance is something you can look for. Ask them if they're feeling numbness, or you, if you're feeling sensation of the body, like your face, arm, or leg, like pins and needles. That can be the sign of a stroke. Severe headache. That's a big one. Trouble speaking. His wife told me he couldn't talk. He just stopped. He was opening a window, just stopped, and he couldn't speak. To let her know what was going on, he grabbed his wrist, raised it up, and let go of his wrist, and it just fell right to his side. trouble speaking, trouble walking, people stumbling around, tripping over things that aren't even there. Blurry vision, squint, you know, people, they're squinting, they're rubbing their eyes and not able to read. Or if it's happening to me, I could have blurred vision, trouble with eyesight in one or both eyes. And finally, weakness, which means wanting to sit or lay down, difficulty doing simple tasks. These are things that can identify someone as having a stroke. I know this is not, you know, one of my more fun topics. I like to keep it light. But this is a friend of mine, and this happens to a lot of people. I've already had several people on my page respond to this saying, you know, they've already been through it. Now, upside is physically he's fine. She called 911 quickly. From what little research we've done, there's like a 2-hour window of really, you know, preventing major damage from happening. She told me 911 was there in like 9 minutes, which is excellent. And one of the things I'm very glad of is that I live five blocks from a fire department, just in case something happens. So check out my page, like I said, at WRVA.com, or go to my Facebook page, or just go to strokeawareness.com. That's strokeawareness.com. Don't hesitate. 911 is there for a reason. Those rescue guys, they want to get there and help you out. My name is Richard McCann. When we get back, we're going down south on the Home Show. WRVA 345-1140 is the phone number. I do appreciate all the people that send me some of these weird stories. Some of them I can use, some of them I can't. Someone sent me this one. A nurse warns women not to use vacuum cleaner to end their periods after two are hospitalized. Nope, not touching that with a million-foot pole. Not gonna happen. But you know what? We do every now and then like take a little trip down south.
It happens in Florida.
All right, now, this may very well, you've read it already, I believe, Jordan. Yes? Have you read the story we're doing today?
Maybe.
Okay. This may be one of the most bat crap crazy things we've ever done. Okay?
Okay.
If there's going to be a prize, I should start, like, filing these away. Print them out, file them away, and then at the end of the year, give the Gator Award. Or something like that, okay? Because honestly, every one of them should be up for a Darwin,
right?
This one. Now, I'm going to say this: this didn't happen in Florida, but it's a Florida man that did this. Just so we're clear, I'm saying it counts. John Mendez, 25, of Sarasota, Florida, was arrested Tuesday after New York State police responded to a call about an Audi parked facing the wrong direction on Interstate 81, roughly 3 miles from the Pennsylvania border. Already.
Yeah.
Parked on the highway, wrong direction. Are you keeping track? You keeping score?
Yep.
Good. Investigators discovered the vehicle was reported stolen in Sarasota. Had allegedly been driving the Audi when he crashed into a guardrail. He then tried to hop on the back of a van, failed, then jumped onto the back of a pickup truck before the driver pulled over, allowing men to flee into the woods. Oh, we're not even started yet. A search by state police and the Broome County Sheriff's Office ensued, and later that day, state police received a call from a man who, quote, came home from work and found Mahan in his chicken coop.
Uh-oh.
Man, when asked what he was doing, allegedly said he was, quote, killing the chickens. State police said Mahan chased the man with an axe, came out of the chicken coop, chased the owner of the coop with an axe, and rode off after stealing an ATV, which he later abandoned.
Good Lord.
I'm not going to get you with this axe, but I'm taking your four-wheeler. Woohoo! Okay, now there is one little thing. I'm very sad about one part of this story. Okay, soon after, authorities received another call about a naked man in another chicken coop. which is where Manhan was arrested. The 20-year-old was bitten by a police canine in the process. As lawyers later learned that Manhan allegedly broke into a home in the area, this is the part I can't handle. This is where, you know what, I could go with a lot of this stuff, but he broke into a home and supposedly killed their family dog, which...
Man.
Everybody fries after that. Yeah. He was transferred for treatment, booked, and remained at the Broome County Jail. No bail. Okay, so stole a vehicle, crashed into a guardrail, tried to jump onto the back of a van, couldn't do it, jumped onto the back of a pickup truck where they stopped, ran off into the woods, hid into a chicken coop, tried to attack somebody with an axe, ran off after stealing his ATV, went into another chicken coop, broke into a house, supposedly killed their dog. I'm hoping that part's not true. And then was apprehended naked in another chicken coop. Bravo. Just bravo. I think that just, he's at the top of the list. He's at the top of my "it happened in Florida" list. Notice they didn't say whether drugs or alcohol were involved.
I have a feeling both.
I'm. You know what? I think he was stone cold sober. He had a plan. Oh, Florida, you're the gift that keeps on giving. If you want to see that story, it's on my Facebook page. 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. We are going to be getting a huge, I mean, just a monster amount of rain. I have heard anywhere from 4 to 6 inches over the coming week. We are saturated. I mean, it is ridiculous. I have a tree has jacked up the gutter in front of my home. Been like that for decades. And usually I didn't care. It rains, there's a puddle, it dries out, we're good. I'm now at the point, this thing, I'm going to have to treat it for mosquitoes because it never dries out. I call it Fulton Swamp because it's there. So with the amount of rain we're going to have, we have to really do prepare for a few things. Already I'm dealing with mosquitoes like nobody's business. So I have to take the dog out, or my wife does. I have to spray down with bug spray. And I don't know what's in these mosquitoes this year. Usually you get bit and it's, you know, okay, I got a bite. It swells up a little bit. I had one the other day. It swelled up like the size of a quarter. I was like, I'm going to get sick or something. So one, please go around your yard. Make sure anything that's holding water or potentially can hold water is empty. Old tires, you always hear about that. But old dog dishes and junk and trash, hubcaps. It only takes a tablespoon of water to germinate mosquitoes. And they're already talking about, you know, it's going to be bad. With this much rain, it's going to be even worse. They are, do make products where you can put drops over top of the standing water, and it kind of puts a film over top of it so what mosquitoes are there can't escape and new ones can't get in. There's also, I've seen several different ways of making a mosquito trap. I YouTubed it. There's some really neat ones that take, I saw one, it was as simple as taking a 2-liter bottle, some sugar, some water, and some yeast, and cutting the bottle, putting the stuff in the bottom, flipping the bottle upside down, the top inside the bottle, and just leave it outside just to collect mosquitoes. That was awesome, but you want to make sure you're prepared, because who knows what nastiness is going to come around. Your gutters. I thought my gutters were clean-ish. I thought I was okay. Yesterday, I'm walking the dog. I realized one of my downspouts had about 2 feet of old leaves and gunk hanging out the bottom of it. Now, right now, I don't know if I'm going to just... there's no time to replace my gutters before this rain comes. I'm going to have to do the best I can to clean them out and make sure they're flowing, because as I've said a million times, stopped up gutters gives water 2 places to go, either over the top down next to your house, which isn't good, or back and inside of your house, which also isn't good. So make sure while we got some dry time, while the sun's out, double check your gutters, because the amount of rain that's coming is going to be unbelievable. I mean, it's the same amount of rain we get with a tropical storm. In fact, that's the weirdest part. When I left Casa de McCann this morning at like 4 a.m., It was raining. There was a warm breeze. And it felt exactly like it does when a tropical storm or a tropical depression's coming in. It was that same feel. And I was like, this is just creeping me out a little bit. So let's get prepared because it is coming. I got some more tips for that, and I'll take your calls at 345-1140. That's 345-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show. News Radio WRVA, 1140 AM and 96.1 FM. News Radio WRVA 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show. Hey, reminding everybody, the SPCA is having adoption this weekend. It ends this weekend where the fees are waived. Somebody made a donation. So let's clear out those kennels. If you go back in time, you can find a picture of me in one of those kennels because it was there's a WRVA sponsored room. Yeah, it's the Alden Arrow room. Nobody adopted me. 345-1140, I was talking about the amount of rain that is coming our way. Again, I'm worried about several different things. I'm not much of a worrier, but it does happen. I do worry about wind right now because we are incredible. The reason we're flooding is because there's no place for the water to go. The ground can't take another drop. And a lot of your bigger trees, you know, they only hold on to the surface of the ground. So large wind could mean something unpleasant. Let's put it that way. No other way to put it. I've also been saying, please clean out your gutters. You might have cleaned, you know, you might not have touched them for a while. Nothing wrong with checking them just to make sure they're clear. Because, you know, 4 to 6 inches of rain, that's a lot of water to come down your roof. And there's only two places for it to go, over the top or back inside. So, boom, get it done. Now, here's the big one, and I've got to do it myself, and I do it quickly. I told you, I'm getting water in my house. I had some pipes on the bottom of my gutters, of my downspouts, to get it away from the house. Somehow they disappeared. Oh, no. So what I would advise you to do is to go by your favorite home and shoe improvement shop. I don't care if it's Big Orange or Big Blue. Either one will do for me. They sell corrugated pipe in these huge rolls. It's not expensive. It really isn't. It's drain tile, essentially. You can pick it up by yourself. You'll really impress your kids, too. Like, look, kids, this huge roll of pipe. They're going to think you're Superman. But cut it into 10-foot sections, at least. Longer if you can get it. And get the water away from your house. I've told the story many times, and I know the house. I was in there a year ago. There's a house over on the north side. A friend of mine owned it. Every time it rained, water in the basement. Every single solitary time. And so finally one day, and it didn't take long. I'd say I did it in an hour, maybe. But I took corrugated pipe and a few fittings, and I went around to every single downspout on the front of this house because the front was underground. The back was exposed. And I went around. I piped them all down the sides of the house and then out the back a good 20 feet. Knock on wood. That was 18 years ago. It's never been wet again. 18 years. That's pretty good for, what, $100 worth of pipe. So I would definitely tell you, if you got downspouts or dumping close to your house, get them piped away. Because wet crawl spaces, well, we've gone over that a million times. I don't really want to go over it again. No, please. Stop. I don't want to. Another thing I will say is keep an eye on your septic tank. I was reading about some of the flooding out west. Now, when we have rain like this, there are cases where the septic tank will flood, which will push just the nastiest, most vile water up out of it. You'll notice these grayish or blackish puddles. There's nothing really you can do about it, but except keep an eye on what it is, where it is, and keep your pets and kids away from it. You know, dogs, they'll get involved in anything. The grosser, the better. So want to keep them away from it. But here was something I was listening to. Because out west, they're having flooding everywhere. And one gentleman, he had to abandon his house because the flooding was coming his way. And some neighbors had come and helped him sandbag the house. So they built a complete sandbag wall all the way around his house, like 4 feet high. And that's pretty darn impressive. Those things are strong. I've done it. Last time I filled sandbags for a flood was 85. I think we had a really bad flood way before the flood wall existed. And so he built this, they built this flood wall around his house out of sandbags. And that was great. The flood water did not get into his house through the sandbags. Came through the toilets and the sinks. See, because he had sandbagged around his house and the water had risen, it had infiltrated his septic tank and pushed rancid, nasty water back up and through his toilet. Now, understand, that's a flood. We're not in a flood. I'm not expecting, that's not going to happen here. But it was just something that I would have never considered. I would have never thought about that in a million years, that the water level would push the septic tank backwards. That was insanity to me. So that's what I'm looking at. Again, make sure anything that is holding water, you know, old tires, trash, cans, hubcaps. Yes, there's hubcaps. Anything that holds water, make sure that's emptied out and flipped out, because we do not need mosquito infestation. Because I'm already getting bitten. I've already getting bitten like every night. I have to put on off before I leave the house to walk the dog. Don't want to do it, but I have to. So there you go. Be prepared, because like I said, it's going to be about a 4 to 6 inches. That's what Megan Wise was saying. I trust Megan. She works with Andrew Frieden. That's my weather boy right there. He's good. 345-1140. I saw this online. This is from the New York Times, and I'm kind of agreeing with this one. I know you're thinking I'm weird because I'm a pet lover, but New York is passing a law that bans declawing cats. They're making an actual law that if you own a cat, you cannot take it to a vet and have it declawed. I've had this argument with people, and 90% of the people that, you know, get their cats declawed say this: well, it's never going outside, and I don't want it to tear up the furniture. Here's my deal, people-os. That's what I said about my big fat tabby. I said, she's never going outside, and my goal is for her to never go outside. Yet 4 days ago or 3 days ago, I wake up, I see the cat, the other cat, I see the dog, and I'm like, where's Tara? And I know she's been a little pissy since we got the puppy. She's not happy, but she's getting used to it. But she's like, see, this is the thing. This cat, it was just me and her for like 2 years. Me and the cat, done. Then I introduced my wife, fiance at the time. And this cat looked at her like, and who the heck are you? To the point that if Joanne got up off the couch, the cat would dive right onto her spot. And when Joanne came back, the cat would be looking at her like going, what? What, you got a problem? What are you going to do about it? So we slowly got over that. Then we introduced another cat. Now she's not happy. She's like, who is this? Wait a minute. It was just me and you, Pop. And now we got another cat and this woman thing. Whatever a woman is, I'm not happy right now. Sorry. But we worked it through. We got over it. Then we introduced the puppy. So the other day, my wife was taking the dog out, and she just snuck out. She was right outside. So people would tell me, oh, my declawed cat is never going outside. Yeah, they will. They'll do whatever they want, and it's not healthy to have a declawed cat that goes outside. They have no defense mechanism whatsoever. Also for me, is I never really knew until, well, recently, what declawing actually meant. There's no other way for me to put it. That's barbaric. It's basically like you trimming your nails at the first knuckle, if you can imagine that. Oh, it doesn't hurt them. I'm sure it does. I'm sure it stresses them out. But I'm going to go one step further, and you can think of me what you want. I don't like pet modification in any way, shape, or form. Docking their tails? No. I don't approve. It's a dog. It was born with a tail. It deserves to have a tail. Trimming the ears. Never understood that. Oh, I had to get his ears done, so now they stick up just perfect. Why? Dog was born perfectly good ears. You wouldn't want me to trim your ears when you were a baby. Hey, I'm gonna trim your ears. And no, I am not comparing a baby to a pet. But you know what? I'm okay with this law. Let New Yorkers, you want to have a pet? Take responsibility. That's all I'm saying about that. They still haven't signed it into law completely, but it is coming. So if you do get a pet, if you get a cat, you get a dog, realize they're going to make a mess. They're going to poop or pee where they're not supposed to. They're going to make messes on the furniture. It's part of owning a pet. You knew it, what you were getting into it. And trust me, the love you get back, worth every bit of it. Absolutely everything that you have to spend as far as frustration, it's worth it. Trust me. I got three now. This is the Home Show, News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. If you have a home improvement question, query, can underriddle, you better get on it quick because there's not much time left. Wanted to remind everybody, if you go to WRVA.com, click on my smirking face. There is an article up there on how to spot the signs of a stroke. A friend of the show suffered from a stroke earlier this week. He is doing much, much better. He is home. Like any hospital, they try to push you out the door. And from what I understand, the food was pretty bad anyway, so he's okay with that. He's moving, he's walking, he can move his arms. There's no loss or anything like that. Even his face is pretty good. He had a slight droop in it when it first happened. That has come back, though it will be a while before his speech is fully restored. And they're saying anywhere from a year to a year and a half. I mean, that full recovery, I'll take the time. But he's doing very, very well. But I want you to go to my page, click on it, and read up the 10 signs of a stroke. And please, if you notice someone showing any of these symptoms, tiredness, lack of focus, drippy face, one side of the arm or leg doesn't work, wandering, unstableness, like they're drunk, overreact and call 911 immediately. And I'm going to remind you again, most people don't know this. Any cell phone will call 911. It doesn't matter whether it's in service or not. If it's charged, it'll call 911. And for Kirk, they got there within like 9 minutes and got him to the hospital with the quickness. So he'll be fine. Aggie's Home Improvement is in good hands. And you know what? I told him, I need any help, give me a call. Did read this real quick because I want to get it out there before. This is from DC 101. Yeah, right up the street. 2 hours from here. 2 hours from Richmond. Warning. Health officials warn of measles outbreak in Northern Virginia. Yeah, it's come home. Our home. I don't say it's from here, but I'm saying it's getting close. Health officials have issued a warning for measles outbreak in Northern Virginia, according to ABC 7. Quote, measles is highly contagious and is spread by something as simple as coughing, sneezing, and contact with droplets from the nose, mouth, or throat of an infected individual. Officials in Northern Virginia health departments are working to identify people who were at the following locations during the following time frames. Pay attention, people. Dulles International Airport, Terminal A and baggage claim level, Sunday, June 2nd from 5:30 to 8:30. Novant Health UVA Health System, Haymarket Medical Center at the Emergency Department. Man, that's a mouthful. June 2nd, again, at 11 p.m. through early Monday, June 3rd at 4:30 a.m. And Inova Fair Oaks Hospital in the Emergency Department, including the waiting area, Tuesday, June 4th from 3 to 5:30. It starts off with a fever greater than 101 degrees, runny nose, watery eyes, and cough, and spreads into a rash over the entire body. No one will ever be able to explain to me how measles came back. I didn't want to have my child inoculated. Why not? Because that Jenny McCartney said it causes autism. Can we just remember that Jenny McCartney's an actress? Not a very good one, but she's an actress. People listen to her. And I know some people say, oh, it's for religious reasons. And I understand religion. I understand reasoning. But this is insanity. I mean, because you're not just putting your kid at risk. You know, other people. Other people out there. So there is that. Again, everybody get ready for a huge amount of rain. It's coming. And I'm concerned about, basically, I'm more concerned about mosquitoes and wet crawl spaces in basements than anything else. If you have a faulty roof, or if we get wind and it damages your roof, remember that you can call your insurance company. They will take care of it. But you do not have to take and use their contractor. You can use whatever contractor you want. That's a law here in Virginia. I would advise people, because, okay, this is one storm, but maybe we get something else, to go out. We talked about this last week. Get yourself a big tarp. I mean a big tarp, so that if anything does damage your roof, you can just tarp it over. Keep the rain out for as long as you can until somebody can get there and take care of the situation for you. And I'm going to end the whole show with this article that I also put up. Someone put this up for me, and I thought it was pretty good. You can build an American barn-style house shell kit, 2,560 square feet with a porch, $35,489. Now, first time I saw this, I was like, okay, cool. That's a lot of house for $35,489. It comes as a kit. Then I started going a little deeper into it because it just has a picture of the outside. Doesn't really have any pictures of the inside that I can see. Maybe I should look again. And so I started going through it, and here's the deal. Is it a really, really cool house? Yeah, it's really neat. It comes in a kit, which is all the exterior walls, the exterior metal, the metal roof, and the metal to make a mezzanine and a porch. What it does not come with is doors, windows, any part of the interior walls, sheetrock, electrical, plumbing, light fixtures, cabinets, bathtubs, showers, sinks, faucets, flooring. Doesn't come with anything. It does not come with an electrical panel. Doesn't come with a septic tank. Doesn't come with, it's a shell. So when I did the math and I started really going through it in my head, I thought to myself, well, that's all fine and good, but it's just a shell. For, well, $36,000. Now, I'm a firm believer that the future of building a house is coming. It's already started here in Virginia. There's a company that builds kit houses. Now, this isn't new. Sears did it forever. You could order an entire house from Sears and they just drop it off. Boop, there you go. Put that sucker together and have fun. I believe kit houses are going to be the wave of the future. And I think it's going to be great for not just the people and cost, but the environment. Because when they're built out of a kit in a factory, a lot less waste. Have you ever seen how much waste comes from building a brand new house? It's ridiculous. So as cool as I think this is, I think I'd be better off buying an actual old barn and turning that into a house before I would be able to just buy a shell. It's kind of sad. I was really looking forward to it. I thought, well, this has some possibilities. But when I'm all said and done, I'm still going to spend like $120,000 or more. See what I'm saying with that? Sweet. All right, people, I've had a great time today. It has been a wonderful Saturday for yours truly because, well, I love doing what I do. I will remind you all, I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, and then again at 10 until noon. Best ways you can find me, you can email me, richardmccann@hotmail.com. All one word, and McCann is spelled M-C-K-A-N-N. I am also on Facebook and on Twitter. Go to my page, WRVA.com. Check out the signs of a stroke and a few other things that we have up there. Download podcasts of the show. If you have missed anything, I am so sorry, but it's there now, and we've got over a year's worth. Congratulations again to Jordan for getting engaged to the love of his life, light of his soul, beautiful lady. She is.
Yes.
And thanks for everybody that called in, and to Piedmont Smokehouse for providing
Hell yeah.
Some cowboy caviar.
Oh, yes.
He's happy. All right, Jordan, hit it. Let's get out of here. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pressing all the right buttons. Dennis Edwards for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. I'll be here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, hosting the home show on News Radio WRVA. Now, everybody, I got to go to work. I will see you next week.
Paya! Asawanya! Apaya!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.